No condemnation. No condemnation. Scripture, Romans 8 verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who don't walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. There is a particular kind of night that follows raising your voice at the people you love most. You are driving home, or lying in the dark, and the scene runs again. The tone you took, the words you cannot take back, the look on their face. A prosecutor's voice picks up the case from there. It does not stop at the incident. It moves to a verdict about you. This is who you really are, it says. This is the truth under the nice version everyone else sees. Paul does not answer that voice with an excuse for the outburst. He answers it with a ruling that has already been handed down. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Notice the word therefore. It points backward to everything Paul has just spent 7 chapters establishing about what Christ has done, not forward to how well the rest of your week goes. The verdict is not pending on tonight's performance. This is not a claim that the flesh never plays a part. Paul names 2 directions in the very same verse, walking according to the flesh and walking according to the Spirit. The bad night was real, and so is the apology still owed in the morning. But the courtroom that decides your standing before God is not the same room as the conversation you need to have with the people you hurt. One is closed. The other is simply overdue. So when the prosecutor's voice reopens the file tonight, you do not have to relitigate your worth from scratch. The case naming your identity was already decided, and it was decided in Christ, not in the car on the way home. Declaration. The case against me is already closed. I stand in Christ, not on trial tonight. Read further, Romans 8 verses 33 to 34. Colossians 2 verses 13 to 14. 1 John 1 verse 9. Psalm 103 verses 8 to 12.